Aleishu Chelek Aleph Kuf Samech Ches. This is the first chapter. The author begins, Kol Adam Chayav Lodas. Every person is obligated to know. Sheyesh Loi Chashivus. That he has importance. Loi Chashivus Meduba. Not an imaginary importance. Shu Machshiv Atzmoi Beatzmoi. Kfish HaMesilas Yesherim Magdires HaGava. Not this imaginary importance that the Mesilas Yesherim uses to define Ga'ava. But rather an importance with a significance which is deep and even shocking, a profound importance. Chazal say, Kol echad ve'echad chayav lomar. Every single individual is obligated to say, Bishvili nivra ha'olam. The world is created for my sake. Rashi the comments, Klima, what it means is, Chashuv ani ki'olam maleh. I am an entire world, I constitute an entire world. And the consequence is I should not cause myself to be removed from the world through an avera. The word of Rashi there, zoi chavayas chat adam. That's the experience of the individual's uniqueness. But it's an experience. It has to be, like the author said, shocking. Sheloi haya oid kemo yisoi. There was never, ever in history, such a person. Nor shall there be for the rest of eternity any individual like that. That's what's so profound about this. And me, Imam Mizuga Miyuchad Shel Kochosai, I, with the particular mixture of psychological elements, Ben Le'isam, a voice born to a particular family, Nolad Besachosat Kufa, in a particular era, Uva'isas Viva, in a particular environment. Bevadai Avoda Miyuchadis Muteles Alai. It's a particular part of the puzzle in Hashem's plan that is incumbent upon me. Chelek miyuchad li b'tira. There's a unique part for me. V'chol ha'briya mechaka li she'atakein es ha'mutal alai. The entire Briya is waiting for me to do what is incumbent upon me, to repair that which needs to be repaired. Ki es avodasi lo uchal ha'chalif im shum adam acher ba'olam. No other person can accomplish what I'm supposed to accomplish. And not just in this generation, but as he said, in history and for the rest of eternity. Nobody can do that. Zoi chashivus. That's what we mean when we say that the person is chashuv and is obligated to say bishvili nivra ilam. Bli toida'as chashivus en avoidam batira. Without this being permeated with the knowledge of one's importance, there's no such thing as avoida. One can't do significant avoida. Bahagdama le matan tira nema. Then he's sorry, just before matan tira. The pasuk says, v'atem tiyuli mamleches kohanim v'chulei. You shall be a kingdom of kohanim. Rashi explains kohanim in the sense of sarim. Distinguished people, leaders. Kemad atoma, it's a pasuk, I think, in Divrei Yamim. Uvnei David kohanim hayu. It does not mean that the sons of David were kohanim in the narrow sense of it, because they were from the tribe of Yehuda, like their father. It means they were distinguished, great leaders. Kol echad misoel sar. Hashem was telling Moshe, "Atem tiyuli mamleches kohanim." Each individual sar, baal ma'ala uval achayus, as distinguished and as responsible. More sabidin like a minister in a government. It's out of that sense, that profound appreciation for how important the word that Am Yisrael went to receive the Torah. Immediately following that event, Moshe la'am al tirau ki leba'avur nasois eschem boho elikim. What's Nasois Rashi explains, Ligadel ulremem eschem olam, to raise you, to exalt you in the world. And Nasois is Leshon Harama Ugdula. It's an expression that connotes growth, greatness. Muharimu Neis, he quotes it in Psukim. Lift up the banner, Arim Nisi, Uchenes al Givashu Zakuf, like a pole standing on a hilltop. It's upright. Ba'avu ze ba'elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us, that's why I came. Leva'avu Nasois eschem ba'elokim, that's why he came. He gave the experience of Nevoah to each Jew at that event, to raise them, to elevate them. The event of Matan Torah, beginning and end, both the prelude and the epilogue, is the greatness of each individual Jew. If a person starts off with a small-minded picture, a person has narrow vistas and horizons, a person will not attain, will not understand the intent of the Torah. Adkan.